We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So happy to have you with us. We are taking calls this hour, and the number 646-558-8657 is on our YouTube. It's in all of our emails, and it's here at the Dream Vision Radio screen. And then you'd want to type in the ID 883695. Oh, Lord, I just misread that. I'm sorry. Let me say the call-in numbers again. It's 883-695-3587. So if you'd like to call in and talk to Dr. Dean tonight, please do. If you're on the phone already and waiting for your opportunity to speak, please hit *9 on the keypad. That'll let me know you have a question or comment, and I'll put you on the phone with Dr. Dean. We already have some hands raised. Carolyn, just a few questions hanging over from the last hour, and then we'll press on. I just wanted to, somebody was asking about acne and inflammation. Should they put Remag on their face?
If the spots are open, the Remag will sting. There's a good place to put little dots of clay mixed with Pico Silver. I've done a, you know, crazy spot that comes up in my, you know, 7 decades body, and it goes away overnight. And so you can use clay as they do for clay facials, but instead of mixing it with water, mix it with Pico Silver, and it's a double whammy.
Excellent. Carol typed in, my husband had wax buildup in his ears and Pico Silver took care of it. Just curious, what causes wax buildup?
with Bob, what is it that causes wax buildup in your ears? Is it sugar or what?
Nothing. I don't have it. Bullshit. Never had it.
he's denying that he ever had it. It can be a dietary thing where you're eating or drinking something that, and your wax builds up. And it could be just an underlying inflammation from yeast that builds up the wax to protect your ears. It's hard to say because I don't really get it, but Bob gets it. So, you know, I'll
don't get it.
Bob is the golden boy. He doesn't remember me leaning him over the sink and flushing out his ears. I don't even use ear syringe. I just have a 20 cc syringe without the needle on it and fill it with water and just squirt it at, you know, high power into his ear, and it just it solubilizes the wax and the wax just falls out. Pretty
very
cool.
Good. Also, Belinda asking, I would like to hear Dr. Dean's thoughts on dark chocolate, 70% plus and oxalates. There's much conflicting information on this. Sometimes stevia sweetened, but often some amount of sugar in it. What do you think, Carolyn, dark chocolate?
I just eat my dark chocolate, 70%, whatever it has in it, and take an extra Flora Revive. I do not limit myself or... You know, unless back in the day when I was very fanatic about my yeast overgrowth, I would avoid everything. And I personally don't want to live like that anymore. Oxalates in chocolate. I suppose, you know, there are some people that have oxalate problem. They may have to avoid things with oxalates. Again, it can be so confining and difficult for people to have to restrict so much. I know with our customer service, we're not getting a lot of people who are saying, well, I have high histamines or I have high oxalates or, you know, I'm worried about my MT. What is
HFR,
that?
MTHFR.
MTHFR. We're not getting that anymore because when you are getting your nutrients at the cellular level, the body takes care of these things. These things, food allergies and problems with the diet seem to be related to nutrient deficiencies when your body can't take care of these things on its own. Don't you find that, Ginny? We're not seeing those types of reports from our customers.
Yes, I agree. And it is true that once those, you know, it only becomes prominent because there's underlying conditions that are related to those deficiencies. So I agree with you completely. Right. Those trends are starting to disappear. Yeah.
You know, and when people ask us, do you recommend this product or that? You know, there's so many esoteric and expensive products out there for various conditions. It's like we never have to go to them. I know we're focused on our formulas, but you know, we will tell you if, like, milk thistle for hepatitis, that's a known herbal remedy. But if you get herbs, try to get organic. So, but we are focused on our formulas because I've tried to make them so that they will cover everything. And that's what we're seeing. We don't have to expand to like the coenzyme Q10s or what did the FDA just ban, the cysteine product that the NAC and acetylcysteine. The FDA all of a sudden said you can't use it because people were using it for COVID. But we've always found that the anti-inflammatory properties of REMAG and all our other nutrients cover so much that we don't have to go far afield.
And NAC, you told me, I think the glutathione or the methionine that we have in Realign is a precursor for glutathione and is practically the same molecule as NAC anyway. So if our customers are taking that Realign, they basically have it.
Right. Yeah. So, yes, I'm looking up this oxalates come from compounds in the cocoa bean, which means that dark chocolate is higher in oxalates than milk chocolate. And it may be so, but what is the amount? I mean, is it enough that a person should avoid it? You always have to look at the fine details of, you know, if you're just going to have a couple of pieces of dark chocolate, how much oxalate are you getting? Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Look, oxalate-rich foods, legumes, spinach, rhubarb, millet, buckwheat, groats, amaranth, other grains and pseudograins, nuts, peanuts, seeds, chocolate, raspberries, pineapple, avocado, dried fruits, some spices, tofu, soy flour, potatoes, sweet potatoes, some cereals, beets, okra, tomato paste, and tea leaves. So what did they expect? People to avoid all these good foods? You know, it is quite amazing. And the thing about something like the oxalates, I don't know if there's a word, antioxalate, but in a food where there's something that can be irritating or inflammatory, there will be another chemical in that same food that balances out that oxalate or inflammatory aspect. So you have to realize when you're eating a whole food, you're getting a balance. Usually you're getting something in balance. I know that does not play out when you have people who are, you know, OD'd on kale and broccoli and all the cruciferous foods, because they can be irritating to the thyroid. The goitrogens in the cruciferous foods. Excuse me. So there are foods, but it's usually when people eat them in mass quantities that they get the effects, and then they report this, and then everybody gets scared of kale. So we have to realize that foods and herbs have a balance. What happened with a certain aspect of the drug industry is they would take a herb and say, oh, this herb is good for da-da-da. Well, let's find the most active ingredient and we'll make that into a drug. And they do that. And then the drug has all kinds of side effects. And they say, well, how'd that happen? And when you look back at the herb and take out the most active ingredient, you see the other ingredients or substances in the herb balance out the quote toxicity of that particular substance. So it, anyway, enough. I have stepped off my soapbox.
Okay, very good. But it's a comprehensive answer. And I think one of the things that's really beneficial, as you said, is that everything is balanced in nature, just like a vitamin C molecule. I mean, there's so much benefit to the way foods, nature is incredibly wise. So I think, yeah, I agree. Very good. Couple other questions. I was talking to one of the people on the chat line and said, I probably would put Flora Refresh on my face if I felt like I had an inflammatory issue. But to your point, it does have Remag in it and it could sting. The other thing is, Cheryl said, is it safe to put Pico Silver on your skin? I was reading it's dangerous to put silver on your skin or take it orally.
Not our Pico Silver. I mean, and, you know, these words that pop up and scare people, you know, drive me crazy. They dip gauze in vats of silver liquid and spread them on burn victims. Silver is not dangerous, even in that, you know, medicinal form. And our Pico Silver is certainly not dangerous in any way. I would bathe and swallow a whole tub of Pico Silver. It's so safe.
Yes. Very good. Excellent. You can take up to 7 teaspoons a day of Pico Silver without any ramification, according to the EPA. You know, they understand what's going on too. So not to be concerned about Pico Silver. And it is absolutely wonderful. And nebulizing Pico Silver is so important. And I, for this COVID situation, I mean, I've just been working with so many people just nebulizing Pico Silver, nebulizing. Mm. Make sure you have it and you've got it on hand. Please don't call customer service when you're already sick with COVID and then you need to express order Pico Silver because you don't have any on hand. It just takes too long to get there and it's not worth the downtime because the minute that you know you've got anything impeding your breathing or putting any kind of pressure on you from an infection standpoint, you should be nebulizing Pico Silver 100%.
And I still just mainly snort it. You know, I don't need to use the nebulizer, I don't think. So I just put it in a tiny little nasal squirt bottle and squirt three squirts in each nostril once a day.
Very good. Excellent. Frequency Matters asks, what is the function of barley powder in the vitamin D formula and what is the best time of day to take vitamin D?
Ginny, you can answer the barley powder while I get a drink.
Okay. The barley powder is what we have to call the RNA reset powder, which isn't really barley at all anymore because it's actually turned into almost, let's say, along the level of a homeopathic. It is what we would call an energy or frequency within that powdered formula that is derived from the RNA drops, and that barley powder, so to speak, is what we put in the vitamin D powder to act as an agent of absorption and acceleration. And we use the RNA reset drops to accelerate all of our products, and except I don't think it's in the Realign because we couldn't shove it in the capsule, but you'll see it's in the whole C reset and the powder and all the rest. So unfortunately, the way labeling goes with the FDA and the way that the dietary supplement industry works, you don't just get to say that it's a RNA reset powder frequency acceleration kind of a thing. You have to just go with barley powder. So that's what it is. And the best time of day to take vitamin D is when you remember to take it. Just kidding. But vitamin D is like the sun. So you really should be taking it in the morning, I think. Right, Carolyn?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm taking four capsules a day. So I take it through the day. I think the best answer to that is just be sure you take it every day, because people who say you can take 50,000 units a week and you'll be fine, they've got it all wrong. So just take it every day.
Yeah, it's a daily thing, just like the sunshine. And remember to take your REMAG with it. So high dose vitamin D, boost your REMAG with that so that you're making sure that you're getting the appropriate relationship there. Absolutely. Okay, should we take some phone calls? Gosh, we've been chitty chatty today.
Yes, of course. Have we taken any phone calls?
No, we've just been talking to each other.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take some phone calls again. You've got the number for the call, which is 646-558-8656, and then hit your ID 8836953587. Press pound when you get into the call. And then we'll put you on the line with Dr. Dean and we'll call out your area code. For example, area code 209. This person holding so patiently since the show opened, I saw their hand fly open. Area code 209, if you could hit *6 on your phone or hit the blue button, either one, and come on to the call with us. Area code 209. You've got a little blue button on your screen, or you can hit *6. There you are. Hello, love.
I am so sorry. I'm like, is that me? Am I 209? I apologize. I'm here.
You're here and you're welcome. Come on in. And who are we speaking
Thank you.
To, please?
So this is Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hello. And Dr. Dean, my question, I'll try to be brief. 30 days since my symptoms of the virus. I've been well for about, when I say well, I'm able to walk around, no more fever. So the symptoms have subsided. But here I am post-COVID. And I apologize if other people have already called on this, but what is your recommendation? I've heard that there's testing that can be done to find out what areas were affected by it. I don't have the means or the time to do it. So right away I thought of you. I know that I need to get my magnesium. I already have Remite that I will be taking more than what you recommend on the bottle. But anyway, right. I'll let you answer that for me, please.
Yes, I've talked about post-COVID for a long while, even before they identified post-COVID. COVID, no. It's good to keep going over these things. There are new colors all the time. What we knew back in the days of chronic fatigue syndrome and then fibromyalgia is that was a post-influenza condition. And nobody, you know, regarded it as that because there were no drugs for it. So they kind of just said, oh, it's psychological, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it turns out that 25 to 30% of people, after any severe or moderately severe influenza, will keep suffering symptoms, and it's usually because their body has been depleted of magnesium and zinc, and you know, probably vitamin C and vitamin D. So I just tell people for what I've been recommending forever is to go on as many of our products as you can. We have a kind of a, what do we call it, Ginny? We're not allowed to call it an immune bundle. The FDA won't let us treat immunity. What are we calling it, Ginny?
It's the vitamin D bundle.
Ah, oh, gosh. So, you know, we have it lined up as the vitamin D bundle, but also if a person has had to take steroids or antibiotics during their COVID experience, then they really should go on the yeast management protocol, because those two drugs will have developed yeast in the body. And it's kind of a matter of dosage as well. For that, you'd phone into customer service, and we kind of start out slowly and then build up, especially with REMAG, because we don't want people to get the laxative effect. We want the body to get used to the magnesium.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what I've done, you know, for decades about chronic fatigue, and it doesn't change with the post-COVID. And I don't know what they're going to treat people with. When I've read papers on it, they say mainly antidepressants. Yeah, you know, they don't have any treatment for building up the health in the body. They just think mm-hmm. they can suppress disease.
And, you know, unfortunately, I can just manage it on its own. My body, I don't know, it couldn't handle it. And I did have tons of antibiotics. Thank God I wasn't in the hospital or anything. So that's why right away I thought of you. And the funny thing is that the your protocol for yeast, I thought of that too, and that's great that you mm-hmm. mentioned it. That gives me more confidence. In mm-hmm. the event that at one point, so my strategy is going to be 3 days at full treatment of what you just recommended, only because, Dr. Dean, our finances with getting sick and all are not the best right now. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking 3 months. And let's say, Dr. Dean, just in the event that at one point I can't purchase everything, what would be your top ones that you say, Linda, go get a part-time job just so you can make sure that you can get these every day? What would it be?
I think it would be Remag and vitamin D.
Okay, Remag and vitamin D, if it ever gets to that point.
Yes. And okay. Yes, I know. I hear you. I feel for you. And mm-hmm. you can keep in touch with customer service and see how we can help you at that point. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much for all that you've done. And thank you for taking my call. You have a good evening, both of you.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. And take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Very good. Yes. Please don't ever let money stand in the way of your health. If something comes up and you get in a pinch, just call customer service. We have little creative things we can do. Okay. All right. Now let's see. Where are we at? Area code 248-248 star 6 your phone and come on into the call. Area code 248. Welcome. Come on in.
Hi. This is Denise. And I was just calling because I heard you say when you take your vitamin D, D3, K2, to make sure you have Remite. I'm so glad you said that. Remag. What if you're taking it throughout the day, when do you take it?
Anytime, Denise. It doesn't matter. The body sorts these things out. We like to think we can regimen it and say, oh, take this there and that. No. No, just take it because in my experience, if you try to give people too many rules about when to take things, it just gets confusing and then they just don't take it. So, the magnesium helps activate the vitamin D, but you know that already and you're already taking Remag, aren't you?
Oh, yes. That was another reason why I was calling, because I was so confused and was having such a hard time when you said drink it throughout the day that I wasn't doing it, because I said, this is just, I can't drink it throughout the day. It's messing me up, you know. And so finally I called customer service and they said if I, you know, sip it and maybe be finished by 2 o'clock or something like that if I start early. My problem is waiting 4 hours after the thyroid. That's the only problem. But
well,
you know,
we've talked about that before, Denise.
No, we did. And that's what I was trying to tell. But when your doctors start getting in, you know, you and putting that in your head, sometimes you're like, I said, but she said, but, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to go on and do what she tells me to do. So, I mean, you know, but it's so hard sometimes when you get in them throwing all of that in your face. And, you know what you should need to hear. But I just prayed. But I just wanted to let you know I started taking it, and I started to change to a low-carb diet. And mm-hmm. my goodness gracious, for the first time in my life this Saturday, I actually was able, because, you know, I always had the shortness of.
Did I lose Jenny? Did we lose Denise?
No, she's right here. Denise, your phone's on mute. Hit star 6 again. Denise? There you go. Okay, go ahead, okay. Denise. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, I was just giving a praise report. This was the first, you know, I always had the shortness of breath and everything with the AFib. Saturday was the first time in my life I was actually able to stand long and walk, no shortness of breath. I said, oh, my goodness, I'm keeping this. And I take your Remite. I have your vitamin D, your vitamin C, your Flora Revive, your Pico Silver. I have it all.
Okay, Denise, you have it all. Are you taking it all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to put another reorder in tomorrow.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah. So I
well,
just
look, and I just want to thank you for calling customer service, because if something's in your mind and you know, you're worried about it, just call in and just get that off your mind, because, you know, the people, the men and women on customer service, they know all the words that I would say to you. So you're always going to get good advice.
Oh, yeah, they were excellent. I just only called to, that was what I really called for, just to say thank you for your product.
Aww.
And just keep going. That's all I was really calling for.
Oh, that's so sweet. I give you a big hug. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Have a blessed evening, you guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. *9 on the phone if you're interested in talking to Dr. Dean. I've got all kinds of people here. So again, hit *9 on your phone and we'll bring you on if you need to talk to Dr. Dean about something. Okay. I see all these people piling into the call, but they have to hit *9. You have to hit *9 if you want to talk to Dr. Dean. Okay. keep going, Carolyn.
Yeah, I have some inflammation testimonials that Jennifer dug out for us. So this is cool. My husband and I started intermittent fasting, and our neighbor told us about REMAG and the importance of replacing depleted vitamins and minerals in our body. Prior to fasting, my husband was told he was going to need a knee replacement surgery due to excessive arthritis in his knee. He was in a lot of pain due to the arthritis. After starting REMAG, his pain was almost completely gone. We were on vacation. He stopped taking REMAG for about a week while we were gone. His knee pain came back with a vengeance. When we got home, gave him REMAG again. A few days later, pain relieved again. It's been a year and a half, and because of taking half a teaspoon of REMAG daily, he no longer needs a knee replacement. We will be on REMAG for life. A half a teaspoon, that's 150 milligrams. Isn't that amazing? Wow. And the next one, Joan says, I feel since I've started REMAG, I've been feeding my body. My arthritis has decreased immensely, something I thought would never happen. I'm very pleased. And next one, I love this product. I have arthritis in my hands, and this keeps the pain away. Yeah, and I wish, you know, like with Dana, the first lady, half a teaspoon. I wish they just get in touch with us and take more, because, you know, a little is good and more is better in cases where you're trying to heal up arthritis, etc. And Lisa says, I've noticed a lot of things with REMAG. Sciatica is noticeably less. Sleeping is better. Dizziness, leg cramps, inflammation, breathlessness, fatigue greatly improved. Wish I had known about this years ago. I'm reading Dr. Dean's book as well. I know a lot of people. We wish we could get to you earlier. That's where you have to tell your friends and family about all this stuff. Aaron says, definitely accurate that REMAG reduces inflammation, saturates the body with vital nutrients. I feel whole again, but have more need to get to saturation. I'm on the way to getting there. Hooray. I love all the customer support reps and their heartfelt compassion too. Thanks, Dr. Dean, for your expertise in the health of the body. So I'll stop now and see if Ginny's got a caller.
All right. We do have lots of callers, but they've got to hit *9 if you want to come on and talk to Carolyn. Otherwise, we'll just keep going.
Right. Yeah. I want to get through this. This is who's this? Alonzo. I purchased Pico Silver to have on hand to test out during cold and flu season. Little did I know I would need it for something a bit more serious. He had watering and sore eyes, pressure building up, went to a doctor, was given antibiotic eye drop that contained a steroid, had reactions to that. Then the eye went into an infection, given an antibiotic. Eye was badly irritated, clogged ducts and inflammation, given steroid drops. And he said, I knew the trouble I'd be in taking that, wrestled with it, read Dr. Dean's newsletter, and there it was on the page, conjunctivitis. I was still leery since I'd never known anyone to use Picosilver for their eyes. I prayed about it, started using it. Initially, there was slight burning for about 15 seconds, then my eyes were at peace. Yeah, yay! I've been using it as needed, and by the third day, I was already needing to use it less. So happy I discovered Dr. Dean's formula, because not only are my eye symptoms improving, I don't have to worry about any side effects. I'm getting the best of both worlds, anti-inflammatory, antiviral, and support for my immune system. Wow. Now that is a serious testimonial.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, is it an allergy? Okay, he did something for that. And then he went to urgent care and was given this, and then he was given that. And then, three, four different things. And all he had to do was drop some safe Picosilver in the eyes. Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Yep.
Very awesome. Very awesome. And
here's a short one from Wade. Osteoarthritis in my knees for the last 8 years. My constant inflammation and pain was relieved after just 4 days of REMAG along with vitamin D. I'm a believer. Your book is very informative. Another Erin. As aging creeps up on me, I find the products work. I don't believe in aging. So anyway, I find the products work well and inflammation is down. Weight loss has been successful. Appetite has been mild. So it really is a blessing as I struggle greatly with chronic pain in every area. I have more to figure out in the bones and memory. So we'll be looking for more answers, but a huge difference. And I'm feeling 10 times better than before. So that would be, if Erin called into customer service, we'd say, okay, go on our Remite for your hormones, for your thyroid and all. Go on Realign to help detoxify. And each formula that a person adds, we get the very positive reports. Eleanor says, what a superior product Picosilver is. Everything in the product line Dr. Dean creates is superior to anything I've ever used, ever. About 10 months ago, I developed low back pain, which got more severe over the months that passed, making it hard to sleep or do anything else. My chiropractor said it was extreme inflammation. I was scheduled to receive a steroid injection this week, but paid attention to my intuition that said, do not get this injection. Find another way. I did not know that silver would help eliminate the inflammation. I'd ordered a new bottle of Picosilver I'll give it a try, she said. This week, I took 6 teaspoons Picosilver spread throughout the day. Noticed my back pain was maybe 10% better. Next day, did the same protocol. My low back was maybe 50% better. Following day, 4 teaspoons. That night, had better sleep than the last many months. Same today. I noticed after the 3rd teaspoon that the pain was way better than ever. Looking forward to no pain. Figuring since I've had this inflammation for some months, it may take some time. I've used other brands of colloidal silver in the past and never experienced what I have with Picosilver. Thank you so much, Dr. Dean, for creating this superior supplement. I also use your REMAG, Remite, Realign with great success as well. Telling you thanks, Dr. Dean, doesn't seem to be enough praise for you, your products, and your entire staff. I don't need praise. I'm happy that I can use these myself. I'm very selfish. I want these for myself. But look at that, Ginny. Eleanor is on the REMAG Remite, but she decided, because it was said to be inflammation, she knew enough about silver from having heard about or used colloidal silver and gave it a try. And It helped this back pain. I think that's pretty amazing, actually. You know, we don't think of it for quote back pain, but when you think how the chiropractor said it was extreme inflammation, then picosilver was what helped.
Right. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, silver is the biggest conductor of electricity in the body. And so you've got the electrical conductivity of the other minerals. And of course, every single one of our cells, the mitochondria, is making electricity. So it would make sense that taking large doses of silver would help with that conductivity and even support the mitochondria in a unique way. And then we have the whole stem cell factor. So I do agree. Pica silver is like Cinderella. It's down in the basement doing all the dirty work while everybody's dancing. But yes, I think that, very, very cool. Okay, here's a couple questions. Also, New York Television says, Pico Silver cured my allergy issues by spraying it into my nose every morning. Stuff is not only safe, but it heals, at least in my experience. So thank you, New Earth, for sharing that. That's very good. Thank you. And also Debbie asked about a couple questions. One is any clarifications on steroids usage and vaccine for kids? I'm concerned my grandchildren, especially my 16-year-old grandson. So I don't know what kind of vaccine you're speaking of, Debbie, though. Are you talking about just for the schools or, also you said steroids for respiratory issues. Are you talking about inhalers? So give me a couple more details and I can ask a clarifying question for Carolyn for sure. We've got time left in the show, about 20 minutes. Okay. A couple calls coming in. Carolyn, you want to take those?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Great. Area code 352-352. Hit *6 on your phone or the blue button and come on into the call. I'm going to get to their phone once I call on them. *6 on your phone. And then you can. There you go. You were getting there. Area code 352. Okay. All right. Well, that's not working tonight. So we will press on with other important comments, Carolyn.
Okay. Well, luckily, thanks to Jennifer, we have lots of testimonials. Thanks again, Jennifer. Pico Silver is wonderful for the lungs as well. Clears mucus and inflammation. My mother, who was diagnosed with lung cancer, is naturally healing her illness and feels the full benefits from the RNA Reset complete formula set. As well as my child with cystic fibrosis, both had lung problems until we all started the formulas. Thank you, Dr. Dean. I don't care what anyone says. These products are legit. I really can't express my gratitude. In the short complimentary review of my honest testimony without going into detailed, lengthy explanations. However, thank you infinitely, Regina. So look at that poor woman dealing with her mom with lung cancer and a child with cystic fibrosis, but she finds that the formulas are helping their cells. You know, they're both taking the same formulas and they have dramatically different conditions and they're taking the same thing. It's that's what I think is awesome, is that we can give formulas that help everybody at the cellular level.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a repeat. Okay. I love this product. I have arthritis in my hands. This keeps the pain away. It sounds like a similar one. My arthritis decreased. Very pleased. So, that's it for the inflammation, but I do have heart testimonials we didn't get to last week, and the heart is another inflammatory area. So will I continue?
Well, I've got two calls. Let me try to capture those. Let me just remind also our listeners, if you hear something on the show and you have a clarifying question after you're listening to the show during a podcast, be sure to email questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, questions at drcarolindeanlive.com. And then Melody's Rose will help you with your answers. And also, Carolyn, just a reminder to all the guys that are going to be listening to the show later this week, if you have a testimonial that you'd like to share with Carolyn that specifically relates to men's health and things that would be beneficial for other men to know, we would like to include it in our upcoming book on men's health, which is going to be released November 4th. We're going to have a great tribute radio show on Monday, November 1st. You will not want to miss that show. We're going to have a live panel with all the authors of the book and Dr. Dean on the show that night. You'll be seeing snippets of it coming through our Instagram. But for sure, while it's still in its completion phase, if you'd like to add your testimonial, please do it by sending your testimonial to questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolindeanlive.com. And in the subject line, just put testimonial for men's health book, and we'll get it to Dr. Dean. All right, let's go back and try 352 again. 352, hit star 6 on your phone. And if not, we'll go to area code 808. Okay, 352, go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. This is Rhea in Mount Dora, Florida. And my question is, I think it's related to postnasal drip. And I just wondered if the putting the silver in my nostrils, I just, when you were talking about it earlier, was thinking that maybe that would help with, and it's only when I lie down that the mucus collects in my throat.
And so it's draining from your sinuses when you lie down. So that's the yuckiest part. So it is, it would be very simple to get a little nasal squirt. I bought 6 of them on Amazon and give them out to everybody, and put Pico Silver in the small squirt bottle, and then squirt, like I do, 2 or 3 squirts in each nostril. But you would do it several times a day. But also, Rhea, you know, look into whether or not you have yeast overgrowth, and whether you should cut back on sugar or gluten or dairy to see if that dries up some of the mucus.
I've done all that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the Pico Silver. No.
I'll try that.
Yeah, try that. And, you know, whole C reset is good to help dry up mucous membranes too, vitamin C. And you could call into to customer service and, you know, tell them what's going on, because if you have a lot of problems, we have a lot of solutions. That's what I have to say.
Well, I was talking to Julie off, you know, quite a bit, but then I told her that I was seeing a holistic place, and she said, well, you know, they couldn't get involved in helping me because I was dealing with the holistic place. So
That's not really what we say. What we say is we can't tell you not to do something that the holistic place tells you. You know, if they tell you, well, do this and this and this, Julie can't say, no, you should be doing our stuff. So it does put us in a very difficult position. And that's where, if you phone into the show, then I'll just say, well, no, Rhea, I would do this. I won't tell you what to do, but I said, well, I would do this. So you see what I'm saying? You do put Julie into a difficult position. She's never going to say, well, don't do what your doctor's doing. But I would. Yeah. I would.
Okay. Just tell me, I'm doing one other thing that you do, and that is I've gotten back on, because I still have my diarrhea issue. And I've gotten back on the clay detox and the psyllium. But I'm hesitant. I don't know what time of the day. When is the time you should or shouldn't take that combination?
Well, when
does it matter?
I take mine first thing in the morning, because you don't want to take it with food. So when I'm taking psyllium, I'll take it first thing in the morning or last thing at night. And then that helps bind up, you know, if you have diarrhea or loose stools, and an hour away from food or supplements.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you can mix the two, right? The clay and the psyllium?
Yes.
In one glass? Yeah.
Yes.
I remember doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank
Anytime,
you.
Bria. Bye-bye. Ginny scrambling for the unmute button. I can hear her in the background.
I am. Okay, so Debbie typed in, this is what she was asking. My grandson has been on inhaler steroids for respiratory breathing and allergies. I have heard that many young boys who've taken the vaccine are having severe heart issues. What, Dr. Dean, can you contribute to that conversation?
Now, did her grandson get the injection, or she just went? That's a second question.
The second question is, yes, I do not believe he's gotten it yet. I think she's just asking, what is your opinion about that?
Yes, I mean, there have been many reports about the myocarditis with the COVID vaccine as the spike protein hits the heart. So that's definitely happening. I mean, some of the first symptoms were women having menstrual problems, and they were poo-pooed until finally I don't know if it's CDC or FDA or whatever, there's a study now, a $6.7 million study, $6.7 million study to look into the women's hormonal problems, menstrual issues, infertility. So, and the myocarditis is being studied. Steroid inhalers, that is difficult. The steroids will cause yeast and can actually make asthma worse. I don't know what, personally, if I had a grandson, I would be using Remag orally. I'd be using a Remag nebulizer, Pico Silver, nasal snorting. There's many things to do. Some of our customer service people, they've treated their allergies, nasal problems with Pico Silver, nebulizing and snorting. It's hard to get kids to do that sort of thing, but I think, yes, as I said earlier, the Remag helps the asthma that causes muscle spasms. So Remag will relax the muscles. And if there's a component of allergies or infection, then you use the Pico Silver.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, Pico Silver. It must be the Pico Silver show, even though that was not our necessarily intention, but based on results, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to area code 808 with just a few minutes to the top of the hour. Area code 808. Is this you, Lisa?
It is, Lisa. And I actually have a question.
Yay!
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. It's funny. You did bring up the silver and the healing aspect of silver. And I was wondering, over the past 2 years with all the lockdowns and stuff we experienced, I got the COVID-19, and what I mean by COVID-19 is the 19 is pounds. and it's funny because towards the end of this, I started to get active, and I've continued to be active, but I find that I've continued to injure myself for some reason. So I don't know if it's because I've been so inactive for so long. Mm-hmm. And I was curious now, because you mentioned that silver healing, possibly injuries like that. And I guess my question is, would or should I actually implement daily the silver? And then would you also recommend an increase in minerals when you find that you have a lot of inflammation with injuries, pretty much all over?
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it makes me wonder. I mean, maybe, having more injuries, maybe there is a subclinical level of infection or just inflammation that people suffer. So when I was hearing about the Pico Silver healing testimonials, I thought, oh, I think I'll put Pico Silver on this or that area of my body and see what that does. So yeah, I would go ahead and do that. Rub Pico Silver into the sore bits and increase your all your products. I mean, what would that be? Another vitamin D, some extra Remag, another Realign. What would you say, Jenny?
I love the Pico Silver, using it in on your skin and in different places on the body. And I believe that's just very good too. So I agree. And also Remite on your thyroid is another good topical place, and Remag anywhere on the body, all the liquid minerals. I haven't really used, and zinc on wounds, of course, and bug bites and stuff like that. And zinc for the gut for sure. And pico potassium, I think also, we don't talk about it a lot, but I love pico potassium. I take 2 to 3 teaspoons a day, and I think it's very beneficial for inflammation too.
But Lisa, didn't you say when you did take zinc that that caused rashes?
Oh yeah, I had, but I wonder if I could put it on my skin. Do you think that might be a better option?
Right. And the fact, you know, I keep wondering if the zinc caused rashes because it was detoxifying something that was inside. Because, yeah, the injuries is a bit of a concern that there is something going on.
Well, unfortunately, it was more Christy who got the rashes. I got this sharp stabbing pain coming out of my eye for some reason.
Okay. I don't think you've told me that. And that can be, I know with my eyes, I get dry eyes when, you know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I open my eye and I get the sharp stabbing pain because I've got a dry eye. And when you open your eyelid over a dry eye, it'll tear a few little cells off. So there's a dry eye thing that can be causing that, but it could be detoxing. When you discharge toxins, they come out through the orifices, and the eyes are another orifice. So that's interesting too. But yeah, I would put zinc topically and work with it that way. See what happens there.
And would you double the amount that you're taking, or just maybe like, because I'm at like 2 teaspoons of Mag and then one of everything else.
Well, yeah, I would go to 3 teaspoons of Mag and then double the others.
Okay.
I like that lady doing the 6 teaspoons of Pico Silver. We only have 2 minutes left. I like her doing the 6 teaspoons of Pico Silver every 2 hours. I know Deborah did that one time for something and had great results. And I don't have anything going on right now, and I'm not going to try to make myself have something just so I could try it, body. So don't get any ideas, but you know, maybe that, you know, every other hour or something with some Pico Silver, throwing that back and seeing how that does, because you'd know in a day or two that lady's responses were pretty significant in a very short window.
Yeah. It was the 6 teaspoons that I did when I had my first cold after getting the Pico Silver. So yeah, that might be a good experiment, Lisa.
Okay. So 6 teaspoons a day of silver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to test it out. I'm going to start today.
Okay, great. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, sweetheart. We're at the top of the hour, so we're going out with you.
That's right. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carolyn. Great show. Thank you, everybody who sends in their testimonial, all our wonderful men. And thanks all these Pico Silver testimonials. And let's just all go grab a bottle of Pico Silver and take a swig and see what happens. Maybe we could change the energy of the earth just all at one time.
Yeah, like you say, Pico Silver is the most electro positive. mineral there is?
Yeah, silver is the greatest conductor of electricity in the body. Yep.
Amazing.
So okay. We'll charge the planet with our pico silver and our love, and we'll see if we can change some of this stuff around. What do you think about that, Carolyn?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. That would be. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, everybody. Great show.
Been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.